They reached the very similar opening on the other side, the other end of the tunnel. Sven switched on his torch and shone it into the darkness. The walls, floor, and roof of the tunnel were all made of stone. But between the stones, Matt could see the thin, dark lines of earth trying to break through.
"I think, from what Mr. Harper says, that you deserve to go first," Sven said.
Matt was surprised. "Thank you."
He wondered if Sven was willing to let him take the lead as the tunnel looked about ready to collapse under the weight of the soil and earth above, but he switched on his torch and stepped into the tunnel without protest. Immediately the air felt damp and stale, the fresh wind cut off. He had to stoop slightly to avoid bumping his head. Glancing back, he could see that Sven was bent almost double.
"Have you worked for Mr. Harper for long?"
Matt asked, as he moved slowly forward into the gloom. Sven laughed, the sound echoing in the tunnel.
"Since his people called me at 6 o'clock this morning," he said, "I am curator of a small museum in Topfeld, about 80 kilometers away as the blackbird flies."
They made their way slowly forward, Matt shining his torch on the ground ahead. The floor was lined with slabs, but they were old and uneven. In places, the stone had lifted and the ground seemed to be forcing its way through into the tunnel. The walls were the same, old and broken. Here and there, stones had fallen or crumbled away, leaving debris on the floor and holes for earth to trickle through. Matt ran his hand along the wall to steady himself as he picked his way over a pile of debris. He could feel the old, damp texture beneath his fingers, indentations, flaking stone, and then suddenly, a straight edge. Surprised, he stopped and shone his torch directly at the wall.
"Look at this," he breathed.
"What is it?"
Sven was shining his own torch at the same spot. At the indentation in the wall, where a small cross had been carved out of the stonework.
"There's another one here," Sven said,
shining the torch further along, ahead of them.
"And another,"
Matt realized, looking back towards Sven, "all along the wall." He turned and examined the opposite side of the tunnel.
"Both walls," he said,
"leading us onwards, marking the way." The torchlight seemed to be swallowed up by blackness when Matt shone it ahead of them. As they moved forward again, he saw why. A whole section of the tunnel roof had collapsed. The passageway ahead of them was nearly filled with earth and debris, creating a huge mound that reached almost to the remains of the ceiling.
"We shall have to go back," Sven said, disappointed.
Matt was not so sure.
"The space at the edge. We might be able to squeeze through if it isn't too densely packed."
"You think so?"
Sven sounded dubious.
"Worth a try," Matt told him.
He shone his torch around the edge of the pile of debris and could see the stone floor disappearing into the gloom on the other side of the obstruction. He turned the torch off and stuffed it into his pocket. With only half the amount of light, the tunnel seemed to close in around him.